We've well, already done this. I don't want to do this again.
You are going to do the intro, but I meant, like, we're all going to do the podcast. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to do, like, the first 30 minutes by yourself because Ryan and I have things we got to do.
We're going to go work on the server while you do the podcast. I've been Doll, bring us in. Number? Dwight, her cue.
What number is it? I don't know.
138.
Podcast.
Are you serious?
Okay. All right. Wait. Take two.
I don't know how you do it. I haven't done it in so long.
You know. What's up, everybody?
You don't have to do it like us. You do it like you.
You do you. You do you. You're an adult.
Just do it better than that last thing, because that was awful.
Don't do that. If that's you, we need to change who you are. Then we'll do you again later.
Does anyone have a song?
She's doing worse than Alex.
Not really, because Alex, she's still trying. Alex just said, with some yes. That was it. She's still trying.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. You got down. You got and down. Just move on to the next.
Please stop using filler words.
Welcome back to the Team August podcast, episode 130.
Are you listening to a podcast right now to figure out how we do the intro? Is that why you were saying
No.
You were stalling for time?
No, I was just thinking. 137? Oh, eight. It's eight.
It is eight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now
all right. Hey, Ryan, how are you? How you been? No, you're blowing your brains out?
Oh.
That seems like a
worst podcast ever. I have to get some food now. She's already ruined it. I might as well get something to eat.
Bullshit,
no,
Ryan.
You can't, because you just went for an hour to go get stuff. Like, there's no way you're still hungry.
We've been in this call for 34 minutes.
Why
and you spent all of those going and, like, getting snacks or something.
I got locked outside. You know that.
Why haven't you been eating all these spiders in your life, Ryan?
I kill them, and then I get little toothpicks, and I hang them about so all the other spiders know.
Well, then you're just surrounded by a bunch of spider corpses.
No, I don't really do that, but I do like to send a clear message that they're not welcome by spraying the house every 2 months for spiders.
Okay.
I'm ruthless.
Where do you buy the spray?
Lowe's.
Is it in Lowe's? The salon department?
I wish I could do what my grandpa does, but he lives in Mexico, and I can't get my hands on that kind of shit. But there's not a single bug in his house, and he lives in Mexico.
Well,
except for that freaking brown recluse. But.
Those are bad.
It was in there.
Which ones aren't bad? Give me a list of the ones that aren't
Daddy
bad. They're all bad.
They're horrible.
Okay, Daddy Long Legs. Are the worst. I don't even want to
so
deal with them. They're
so
creepy.
I'm not saying that spiders are cute, okay? I'm just saying Daddy
you
Long
said
Legs.
That they aren't bad. They are very bad.
Okay. I gotta put my hood on.
They are bad. What's your definition of bad? Because it's wrong.
Bad
is
poisonous.
Bad. What?
Ones that are poisonous or ones that bite you?
Okay, there are
Daddy Long Legs are not
poisonous,
and they don't bite you.
They are poisonous.
Like, random brown ones aren't poisonous either, but they're evil because they're creepy.
Random brown ones aren't poisonous at all, but they're there.
Suddenly a wild brown one.
Its origins are unknown. Some would say random.
No. Spiders.
I hate them.
I always second guess. I don't like spiders, but I always second guess Daddy Longlegs because I don't like mosquitoes either. And those fuckers, they catch them and they eat them. And I'm just like, you keep doing you as long as you stay right there across the house in that corner. Anywhere else,
but they won't.
Oh my god!
And I take care of those ones
in our garage that always gets that always gets a giant spider, and I'm pretty sure that it's not a daddy long legs because it looks way too scary for that, and its body is way too big. It's like a very well fed daddy long legs, and that's just creepy. And my dad refuses to get rid of it ever.
Mm-hmm. I'd kill it myself if I ever come to your house.
Okay, you should come over because.
I don't care how many people die in the process. I'm going to kill that spider.
I'm just too scared to even kill it.
I'll kill your
neighbor. You've got to get so close to it to kill it.
Your family, your dog, I don't even care. As long as that spider goes out, you, everybody.
I'm okay with that. I would die for the death of a spider.
Fair enough. Glad we're in alignment here, because you'll
I
probably
have to go down there, with they'll definitely I'm be okay. That's okay.
It's probably going to be you.
My life is equal to the death of a spider.
I don't know if that's right.
Ask anyone.
The math on that, I feel
ask
like...
Ask anyone. Ask my parents. I feel
like I can get some change from
that. Yeah, right. I feel like there should be a lot of you left still.
Oh, is that where you were going with that?
Then after the spider's
dead. I thought more sacrifices had to be made. Like, Dole wasn't enough.
Well, no. That's right. Fine. We're making the same arguments, just different sides.
No, you're saying that...
One spider isn't worth her.
No. One spider's worth, like, five of her.
What?
Yeah, more dolls need to die.
No, Ryan, reverse. Back it up.
All right? What do you say?
Turn like, the car around.
What we say?
Like, I'm saying, Ryan. We just take like a finger. I'm saying that like
we just take like a finger per spider.
Turn the car around.
I'm saying like
turn the beat
maybe
around.
Like 5,000 or 10,000 spiders.
Dolls?
No, spiders die for one doll.
That's a lot of spiders, and that makes me really
totally,
gross.
I don't even want to think about that many spiders at once.
How many spiders do you think you weigh, Dole? Because we could do this by
weight. Exactly what I can think about.
It's not about weight. It's about
worth.
I think
it is.
It's about if I die and one spider dies, it is totally worth my death.
I don't think that that's true, and I don't want that to be recorded. Because someone's going to take that and they'll just be like, well, she said it.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying, like, what if you were covered in spiders and all of those spiders?
Ryan. Oh my god, why would you say that?
I know,
why
it's gross, you, right?
Well, it's okay, because, no, we
figured... all I can imagine you. Is being covered in spiders ever since we started talking.
No, we figured this out, because obviously they're attracted to fake mustaches. Just carry one with you, throw it on the ground, and when they go over there, you step on them.
Well, I swear to God, this one on my microphone was just, like...
Why don't you explain to the audience what happened?
Waiting to bite you in the lip.
There was a spider, and I saw it crawl onto my microphone, and I was very, very scared. And then I called my landline of my house because I didn't want to move, because then, like, you just know, as soon as you walk away from a spider, it's you're gone. Never seeing it again. Yep. But you'll just know that it's there, and that's way worse than anything.
Yep.
So I was sitting there, I was doing a little photo shoot of it, and I called my landline because I was screaming, and my brother couldn't hear me to come upstairs and kill it. And so I called my landline, and my mom thought that I said, hi, this is spider, even though I said, hi, there is a spider. And then she came and took it away, and so that's what I'm talking about.
Did she not kill it?
It was on my mic. What?
Did she not?
It into the toilet and flushed.
What if it crawled?
Yeah, oh my god, she took it, and the first time she tried to run out of my room with it, it dropped, and it crawled under my desk. That was the worst.
She's never seen the movie Arachnophobia, for Christ's sake.
I don't know. Apparently not. Apparently not. No.
Yeah, don't you know that everything in movies is real?
It's the worst.
It is.
Ever. I don't know who made me watch
just
that movie.
Just call Batman next time.
Batman's afraid of spiders, too.
What about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man a bitch. He's the worst.
But don't he's not Terry afraid of spiders. Terry's gonna
he
listen.
Might be.
He's gonna
you
listen
don't
to
know
podcast.
That.
Don't tell Terry I said
that.
He's
scared of spiders.
I'm pretty scared of spiders. Who knows what happens the next time?
He's not. It's not like he's a spider. Yeah.
No,
he got
but
bit
he
by
has
one. That's
spidey
pretty freaking
sense.
Scary.
What happens when a black widow bites him? He's fucked.
No, maybe the ant shit that or ant shit. Maybe all the ants that are on him. No, the spider shit inside of him like counteracts that, or is like it's not like potent anymore against him.
Other spiders kill other spiders all the time, Dwight.
Yeah,
by
eating
big
them.
Big spiders eat little spiders.
No, by poisoning
what
them.
If there's a bigger spider than Spider-Man?
Do you think that the poison
that
from
one,
a black widow would be stronger than a radioactive poison?
Who's? Well, it's not a poison.
You don't know
that. I mean, necessarily. You're right.
Yeah.
There's that one spider that eats birds, like, out of the air.
Yeah, Ryan was talking about that earlier.
That's some crazy shit, right?
Oh, my God.
It snatches it, like, breaks its neck or some shit.
He was saying that it was, like, those ones are actually super timid.
Yeah. not if you're a
Unless
bird.
Unless it's a bird.
Well, yeah, but you're not a bird.
Well, what if it mistakes your foot for a bird?
You both of you are millions of years in evolution to becoming the thing of the top of the fucking food chain. You guys are scared of little tiny spiders. I'm not saying you have to like them.
We're top of the food chain, but we can still die at the hands of the
humans. You can still get eaten.
And you can also overpower
them. You're at the top of the food chain.
Listen. I'm still above the bear
like
on top of the
food chain.
Hold on. I got this.
Doesn't mean that an ant can't eat.
A bear is below me on the food chain, but if I'm not prepared, that bear's gonna fuck my day up.
I'm gonna buy you both guns, all right? And then you guys gotta stop this shit.
Both of you are
getting guns.
Don't.
I'm gonna shoot someone accidentally.
Why are you shooting people? I'm gonna put a fucking sticker on there that says spiders only.
What if there's a spider on a person?
Obviously you have to kill him.
We just went over this. Obviously they need to die.
You put them out of their misery, Dole. There's a spider on
them. It's true. I would want someone to shoot me if there was a spider on them.
So Tyler can verify this story. I was sitting at my kitchen table eating some sort of cereal. And I had my airsoft gun, as was the thing at the time. And this spider goes crawling down my glass window.
Airsoft guns are still this time.
Oh, I love airsoft guns. They're in storage, though.
Yeah.
This spider starts crawling down the window, or the door, to the backyard. I just pull the thing out, shoot it, and it just splatters. It was the greatest day.
That's awesome.
It was so cool. Just legs flying in every direction.
But Tyler tried to shield himself with a paper bag. Was dancing in the fake mustache. It was like threading its way through the mustache hairs, and that was really creepy.
Ooh, that feels nice. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it was awful.
That's what I'm saying. Carry one with you. Like, okay, with you guys' guns, I'll give you free fake mustaches that you can throw on the ground as a bait, as like bait or a trap or whatever. And then when they go on it, you shoot it there.
Now, I often ask myself this question. I'm going to ask the same thing about these guns you're going to get me. Okay. What happens the day I go to grab this gun and there's a spider on the fucking gun? I often ask myself about the poison because I kind of keep it underneath a shelf.
Fine.
You know what's my real worst nightmare?
There's a fucking spider on the
shoe. Having a spider in the shoe.
I every day stomp on my shoes before I put them on.
Okay. Ryan?
I kid you not.
Ryan, I'm going to get you two guns.
Let's talk worst case scenario.
Okay, Ryan, I'm going to get you two guns and I'm going to get Sarah one gun, all right? And then, because she's not going to really care. And then
she's terrified of spiders, too.
Then just get Sarah the gun in the first place, though.
Well, Ryan needs to be able to protect himself, too.
She doesn't like guns.
Okay.
But
she'll never go for it, Dwight.
Okay, what about a taser?
Can I have a machete?
You have one.
You're right. I'll kill him myself.
Okay.
And I also have this here weapon.
Yeah, of course we can. Okay, well there you go. Right, you could freeze them again.
I did that one time. We had lots of money in the vault, and like we couldn't leave. We were counting it. This is back in my old bank.
Okay.
We were counting it. We couldn't leave, and there's this huge spider on the roof, and I'm like, "Well, I got this." And I froze him. And he fell, and I yelled some obscenity that I'm sure customers heard.
Well, they know. They know. They understand.
Oh, there's a spider back there.
So how about we stop talking about spiders? We're about 15 minutes into the podcast, and all we've done is talk about spiders. For people that are actually extremely scared and don't like anything involving them, they probably would like have it. Quit.
I'm extremely scared.
I can't talk
about how scared I am right now.
Don't ever question my fear of spiders. It is terrifying.
How scared you are of spiders is terrifying?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's terrifying to hear, Ryan.
Yes.
I'm terrified right now.
Yes. Me too.
just hearing about your terrification.
It makes me want to hyperventilate, like, honestly. So, tell me about yourself, Dwight.
Well, I'm 26 years young.
That's cute.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. What else?
That's all.
That's, what else matters? That's all I got going for me right
You're
now.
You're a real boring ass person.
No, actually, I have a little bit of, like, just, I don't know, you could say I won a small lottery today.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Is that real
that.
Money? I was going to ask.
So, anyways, as literally everyone who is listening to the podcast right now knows, the Steam Summer Sale is going on right now.
Unless you live under a fucking rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're online and listening to a podcast about that's typically about gaming, and you know us, you probably know what Steam is, and you know what the Steam Summer Sale is, and you know that everybody's losing
shit.
What if,
shit like, I link people here, and they don't know, because they only play Minecraft?
They're gamers. Well, I guess there's some
They only
kids.
Play Minecraft.
Yeah, there's some
Shaw doesn't... I wanted Shaw to test out the 360 controller, because he has a... Or the One controller, because he has it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have any games. Like,
well, he's kind of like on the polar opposite, isn't he?
He's a console gamer, though.
Yeah.
He knows about E3 and everything.
Anyways.
Okay, anyway. Well, hey, there's this lovely program on the PC and also on Mac.
Starting from the bottom.
Called Steam. Well, yeah, you got to start at the bottom so people get the base.
Yeah.
Called Steam. And it's basically like a digital store for video games where you can buy... an insane amount of video games.
That's what Xbox wanted to do with their newest console, and everybody bitched about it.
Yeah, well, everybody bitched at Steam for, like, the first 3 years, too. Hopefully Xbox sticks with it, and they just power through all the bullshit, and they fine-tune it like Steam did. So Steam, yeah, you buy video games, and you play them on there. It's all digital, and it's great. So, during these Steam sales, in the last, like, 2 years, maybe, they introduced... trading cards for Steam, where you play games and stuff like that, and you get achievements and crap like that. But there's also another layer on top of that, where if you play a game for a while, it'll start giving you like trading cards for that game, so you can get them in like Sonic All-Stars Racing, Plague, Thief, basically any new game. Now you can get trading cards in it. A lot of times,
this is good that you're explaining this because I don't understand trading cards.
And a lot
so.
Of people don't.
Yeah, me neither. I really don't get
a lot
it.
Of people don't, so I guess... Yeah.
I just know my team won the first day and I was really excited about it.
So, anyways, with these trading cards, you'll usually only get about 3 or 4 of them during your playtime. And then from there, you're supposed to venture out to your friends and stuff to trade them to get the other 6, because there's usually 10 per game. But no one ever really goes to other people unless you have like one card to go, and then you're just like, hey, Terry, let me get that fucking Sonic card from Sonic All-Stars Racing or whatever. And then he bitches and moans, and then you usually get ass raped for like 3 cards for his one. Excuse me, that would be Alex, not Terry.
Terry's, yeah, I know, right? I'm like,
Terry's usually pretty nice about it. But anyways,
Terry would trade you for the one that he needed.
Right, yeah, he would.
Yeah,
he would make it.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah. Anyways, so when you have 10 cards from a game, you can go and craft a badge. And when you craft a badge, it uses up all 10 cards, and it gives you 100 experience, which goes through your Steam level, which I'll go here in a little bit. And
which I can't ever get up. I don't know what happened.
I'll explain. And after
my Steam level's impotent.
And you could check all the progress, by the way, if you just hover over your name in the Steam app and just go down to badges, and then you could see which it'll organize it by like which ones you have the most of first.
And, right, I think I'm Tomb Raider right now.
Yeah. So, anyways, after you get 10, depending on the game, it'll give you crap, basically. Like most of the time, you get just junk. Like you'll get like emotes that you can use in the Steam chat, or you'll get backgrounds for like your profile page. Or icons and crap like that. But during the sales, you can actually get items, like in-game items and stuff. So it's all by chance, you know. So obviously there's like common, uncommon, rare, legendary, and I forgot the name of mine. But I'll find that here in just a second. And So you get like a chance of just getting stuff. It's just it's all random and it's pretty cool. Mine was called Immortal. My rarity of mine was called Immortal. So
wait, but you made a you crafted a badge and you got that?
Yes.
That's what happened?
Yeah, when you craft like the summer sale or any of the sale ones, really.
I always just sell the cards for like 50 cents.
Right. So you could either sell them on the market. It's just like an auction house, so you can sell them. Like right now summer cards are very hot. Lots of people are fucking buying them. I made, I think, probably about $50 on just cards alone, which you can then use to buy games on Steam.
Really? Yeah.
Just by playing games, you get to these cards, and you can sell them on the market and use that money to buy games.
That's all of my cards.
So it is definitely kind of worthwhile, especially for, like, Steam Summer Sale. Any of the sales on Steam, cards will go for, like, 50 cents a pop on the first day. Or, if not, dollars. If you get foils... Like, because there's a foil version, too, of the badges, which gives you a lot more experience. And actually, it gives you the same amount of experience, but it gives you a shit ton higher chance of getting these super rare items. But the cards themselves are very hard to get, so they sell for, like, $3 to $5 each, depending on the card. So then, whatever, you craft these badges, and then for just a regular old sale badge, the regular one, you can get just, like, in-game items. Like, I got a bunch of Path of Exile skins that I can now use in Path of Exile that I didn't have to pay for. And most of the time... Most of the time... They are unique to the sale only. So the only way that you can get these items is through the sale. You can't buy these in-game. You can't earn them in-game anyway. It's just through Steam. So I have a bunch of unique stuff for Path of Exile... And actually some stuff for Warframe, too. Ryan, you still playing Warframe?
No one's ever wanted to play with
Ryan, me. Ryan, I would love to play with you because I can't keep up with those guys. They're too quick for me.
No one ever wants to play with me.
That's true.
I'm a redheaded stepchild these days. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Get online more often.
I'm online all the time.
You're online for 2 hours, maybe once a week.
It's not my fault.
Anyways. So, like, I got... something called a rubetto-plated yarmulke sayandana, which it's
basically one of those hats that the rabbi is wearing.
It's like a cape, but it's like super like fancy kind of cape. And I got a fucking sword, and I got like this skin for the rhino suit in Warframe, and in Path of Exile, I got like headdresses and pets and stuff. So, anyways, I did a foil card because I was trying to help my team win. Because this summer sale, their gimmick is that they place everybody into a random camp for this year. So, and the camp is just divided by colors. So there's
purple team.
Blue, purple, green, pink, and red.
Purple team's making their comeback.
Not today, they're not.
Not today. But I get paid on the last day, and I'm gonna go crazy.
So, we'll talk about that actually in a little bit because there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's
about
a different thing altogether.
So, anyways, you get 10 points for crafting a summer sale badge, just a regular one. You get 100 points for crafting a summer sale one. You get 1 point for every regular badge you do for any other game. That's not the summer sale thing. And 10 points for any foil badge that you do for any other game. So that's how you earn points. And then when you craft these badges for summer sale, you can actually get like coins and stuff that can steal points from other teams. Like, this morning, this entire week, I saved up a bunch of coins, like, steal 100 points from teams, and I had 10 of those fuckers, and I just unleashed those this morning, and I was stealing from anybody who was in second place, and I'm pretty sure I had a good role in getting Blue their win today, because they are far ahead right now. So, anyways, the foil badge one, I crafted that this morning. And I got like two or three rare items. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what this Dota 2 thing is. I don't know what this is. And I don't know what that is. Like, I was getting shit in games I've never even heard of. Like, Sins of a Dark Age. Don't know what that game is, but I've gotten a bunch of items for them and I sold them all today. for just like, I think the most I got out of that was probably about a $3 skin or something. I don't know. Most of the stuff that you get, you're only going to get like 3 or 5 cents out of. Not a whole lot. And Steam takes a Steam tax out of that. Like, so if you so if you put up something for 3 cents on the market, you only get a penny.
Bullshit.
Yeah. But, you know, it's...
Goddamn Uncle Sam always getting their beef.
It's whatever. So,
story of my life.
And, I crafted this foil thing, and I was like, oh, a Dota 2 item, Sins of Dark Age, some Battle Block Theater stuff, whatever. And, I was going about my day, and then I was like, I should check on those items. So I went back to the Dota 2 thing, and, the item that I created, which, if you, that's it right there for you guys, or Skype, Dolan, Ryan.
Yeah, I saw.
It's, it's called the Steam Summer Sale 2014 Reward Level 5 for Dota 2, and it's classified as an immortal gift. And only 77 of these have been crafted out of the millions and millions of people that use Steam. Only 77 of these have been crafted this summer sale. And this is only for this summer sale. And when you open it up, you get a bunch of super rare stuff for Dota. I guess. I don't really know. But I looked at it and it said starting at $400. And I'm like, what?
Beg your pardon,
and then,
sir.
Then it shows you how many were sold in the last 24 hours. And I'm like, 21 sold in 24 hours is a damn good rate for $400.
Considering only 77 have ever been crafted.
Yes, so I'm like, okay, I don't play Dota 2. I've never played Dota 2. I have friends that play Dota 2, but if I can make $400 off this, fuck my friends.
Fuck them. Yeah,
so I hit sale, and I put... Ryan, what did I put that? What did I put it up for?
$3 something.
Okay, well, you read the...
$3.99.
Yeah, $3.99. I undercut those bitches by a buck.
Yeah, that's what I do with the cards. I just undercut by a penny. And the
Don't even bother with that with the summer ones. They'll sell anyways.
Oh, no, I'm not. But...
You can even go up a bit, a couple of cents. I was putting a 5-cent markup on some, and they were still selling super quick.
Ooh, can't wait.
So anyways, I put it up. 5 minutes later, it sells. And I didn't think that it was going to happen. I saw it, and I was just like, well, this is never going to sell.
Well, that was a waste of my time.
Right, and I put it up, and I'm like, whatever, if it sells, it sells. If not, whatever, I don't care. Yeah, 5 minutes goes by, and then I see my Steam wallet go to $346, I think. And I'm like, whoa, what just happened? I went a little dumb for a bit. I sold it. Some guy bought it immediately. As I was tweeting out a picture of it, it sold, and then I put it out another picture. I was like, holy shit, it fucking sold.
I don't fucking believe it.
So, yeah, I lucked out by getting a super rare item, and then... So I thought, okay, well, I owe it to Steam to just buy myself a whole new set of foil cards. And then just try again, just because it's money that I didn't have. It's free. It's money there. It's already Steam's. I can't withdraw that, by the way. It is Steam money, not real money, which you can use to buy real games, though.
But, yeah, why didn't you just buy a bunch of fucking games?
Well, I already owned your friends. Ryan, I did. So,
did you?
Yeah, I bought.
Listen to the story, Ryan. Yeah. He's telling the story.
It's a long story.
Go on, go on. I'm listening.
So then I bought another foil pack or two because I was just like, fuck it, whatever. It's like I spent another $20 to try to make another $400,
Right.
A little bit of gambling in this, It's whatever. It's the stakes you play. And I didn't get shit. I didn't get anything. So I was just like, whatever. I don't care. And so I just sat on that money for a while. And by a while, I mean just a couple hours. I streamed and then... After I was done streaming, I looked at my friends list and I was just like, huh, I wonder what everybody has on their wish list. And so I was just going through all the people's names that I was friends with, or people that, people I recognize from stream, people that are active in the stream and stuff like that. And Bearded Pig, I bought him a game, and, Kimberly, I bought her a game. I bought, Angelina game, and a whole bunch of people. I would just basically go to their page. I'd hit games, and I go to wish list, and I'd look through, and I'd be like, "What games does this person want?" And then I'd buy that for them, and then I'd move on to the next person. I just kept going and going for
Santa Dwight
for an hour. I was gifting
summer Santa,
gifting people stuff. To the point where Steam yelled at me and was like, dude, you need to stop. You can't buy any more games for a while. And I'm like, what is happening right now? I'm trying to use money that I already own.
Yeah.
That's your money. And I'm just trying to, send it through the pipeline. And yeah, it was fun.
Holy crap.
So I just like got blasted by a bunch of people on Twitter of like a bunch of people like figuring it out. A bunch of people still haven't said anything, so I know that they haven't accepted them because it's still in my inventory.
Weird.
Yeah, and I misspelled and mispronounced everybody's name. So if your name is good. All fucked up, that's why.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I was Santa for a little while, and it was fun.
I got that weird game you sent me.
Which one?
They only sent me one.
Painkiller?
No, something like... You said it has multiplayer. It's like Mystic something.
Mystic something. Force.
I can't.
What? Forced?
No, it's like this little like kids game almost.
Kids game almost. Oh, yeah. I bought everybody like Magic, the pony game. Because DLC has multi, and I thought that it would be funny for a Team LP.
Yeah, that's the one.
And Ryan, you got something else going for you too right there. There you go.
Do I?
Yeah.
Weird. I'll check that out.
And so, yeah, and because of all this, Steam thinks I'm actually buying them with real money, so they give me a summer adventure card for each person that I bought something for. So I just used those cards and sold them back on the market and got, like, a little bit more money.
Oh, my God, Dory.
Yeah, it's been a vicious cycle today. I think I've made, like, just from selling cards and items and stuff today, aside from the $400 one, probably about 50 to 60 bucks.
Nice.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I was sitting there like, Ryan, I was getting flashbacks to my WoW days. Like sitting on the auction house and then like buying all this stuff for super cheap and then reselling it at a marked up price.
You gouger.
Yeah. But I made money. Like right now, I'm selling a bunch more of these Summer Arcade cards for 25 cents each.
Oh.
Summer Arcade Adventure.
Yeah. Well, shit, that's crazy.
And then you buy them again?
No. Oh. No, I mean, you get them when you buy a game. Like, if you buy anything during the summer sale, it'll give you a summer adventure card.
Yeah.
So, when I'm buying people all these games from their wish list or whatever, which, by the way, you guys, everybody needs to use their wish list more often.
I know, I've just gotten into the habit of it.
Yeah, because, like, during those moments where someone's trying to be super fucking generous and you don't got shit, I skipped over you.
Yeah.
So I just moved on. I was
I've
like, I
tried
not...
to, like, every once in a while, I, like, go through and, like, keep it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yours was decent, percent. Though. Ryan's was not.
No, I know.
Because I know, like, there are a couple of people who I know, like, usually buy me, like, games at certain times, and so I'm like, oh, I better give them, like, options and things.
That's the thing, is, like, I was looking through, and I was like, I'm not going to take a gamble on a game that you probably don't want. So if you don't have anything on your wish list, I move on.
Yeah.
Or if your profile's private, like Turkmelon's. Turk's profile.
Oh, Turkmelon called out.
Fucking thing's private. And I'm
Dwight,
like,
his account's private. Why would you call him out?
Tweet him.
Like,
because he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Rude.
Called out. Hashtag TM podcast. What number is it? 138?
But, the one thing I didn't touch, though, is Steam levels. So, you get certain Steam levels for crafting badges. You get 100 XP for every badge you craft. And most of the time it takes like 300 or 400 experience to level up. Like, I'm level 34 right now, and I need 171 to level up, and I'm about halfway through my bar. And every 5 levels you get 5 extra friends slot bonuses. So you can have
5 extra friends?
Yeah, so you get 5 slots for 5 extra friends. You get more spots to put things on your profile. Like, I think I have 4, like... showcase things.
I'm level 8.
Yeah. I started this Steam sale at like level 26.
I'm level 4.
It's cute.
Play lots
but
of
you
games.
Can also get you can get Steam community 8 tasks remaining. Comment on a friend's screenshot. Okay, I'm gonna comment.
I have 100 screenshots.
Perfect. I'm gonna comment.
Sort through and
on
find
one of them. Where is your name? Here is your
There's
name.
There's a bunch of just gold is in there.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. 100 gold.
100 gold.
We find a great one.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Oh, it will be good luck. Oh, you've got... You've got nice captions, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, if I'm going to upload, I'm going to put some good captions up. Yeah.
Of course. Someone gifted me Euro Truck Simulator, too, so I was, like, playing some of that.
Me? Okay. Euro Truck Sim 2. The multiplayer is finally in alpha. Public alpha. So...
What?
Spencer and Alex and Terry and I... Well, Terry didn't play yet. I think he was installing it, and then he went to bed. But Spencer and Alex and I played it, and it is awesome.
Yeah?
It is way fun. Like, so much fun that Spencer and I both went out and bought the paint job packs, because if you have all the paint jobs, because they're all on sale right now, you can see other people's paint jobs that you have on. So I have, like, this sweet snowman one. Love it. And Spencer has, like, this, like, Celtic, like, kilt design. It's, like, green and red and plaid and stuff. Alex had, like, some lightning one. I don't know. But, yeah, like, after we got it, then we started seeing everybody else that was playing. Like, all their skins were popping up and stuff, too. It was really cool. And the latency's okay up until where you're driving down the freeway at, like, 80 miles an hour. And then it's weird, like, because, like, you'll be driving and you think, you're like, okay, they're super far ahead of me. I'll just switch over to the right lane. And then when you do that in your rearview mirror... You see them all of a sudden flip over upside down, and they're sliding on the top of their truck down the freeway, and you're like, what? And you stop, and then they come barreling into you at 90 miles an hour. It was the worst. So, there's some, like, latency and, like, syncing issues when you're on the freeway, when you go really fast.
Yeah. You guys remember the board game?
Okay.
Like... Truck what? Like Euro Truck Driver, like it was like a
no.
board game.
No, you...
oh my god, look it up, Dwight.
But yeah,
we had it and we sold it at a garage sale for like 25 cents.
But the cool thing that we're looking for Euro Truck is in the single player, you can own your own trucking company and you can hire on drivers and have them do jobs too. And we want to have our own company and, like, make it, like, fucking massive.
What? That would be so cool.
It's cool. That's see, so like, awesome. It sounds really cool, right? But then you actually think about what the game is, and it's you're driving a very, like, realistic semi-truck, like, across Europe for about, like, an hour and a half at a time.
I know. It's long.
It's stupid because, like, you think about that, and you're like, that sounds really boring. And then you play it, and you're like, this is not terrible. You know, you, like, put on something on Netflix or something like that, and you just sit there and you just fucking cruise for a bit.
Sounds real dangerous.
Than a truck driver it does sound dangerous, doesn't it?
Watching Netflix.
But anyways, we were all trying to get on the same job. Like, we're like, okay, let's go to Luxembourg. Like, I had a job where I can haul, like, this hot fluids or whatever to Luxembourg. And so Spencer got a Luxembourg one, too. And Alex couldn't because he's a piece of shit. And...
as usual.
He couldn't even play, by the way, online because he didn't play enough in the single player to buy his own truck.
What?
You have to actually...
Oh, I haven't played that much either. I've played an hour, but apparently that's not enough for that.
No, because you got to play for a while and you basically, you're a trucker for hire, basically, for a while, and then you buy your own truck. But you could just hack it. Like, you could get Cheat Engine and just give yourself a shit ton of money. And then you just go buy yourself your truck, and then you can play online. It's super easy.
Yeah.
Euro Truck board game, Ryan?
I don't know if it was a Euro Truck, but it was like a truck driving board game, like Trucker Life or something. I can't remember.
Trucker Life.
10-4 Mr. Truck Driver?
No, I don't know. I can't remember. I'll have to look. I'll get back to you next podcast.
Okay.
We sold it at a garage sale. It was sad.
Yeah?
Unopened,
huh? You never played it?
Unopened. Never played it.
Ryan, you mean to tell me that you guys bought a trucking
board... We didn't
buy
it. Somebody gave it to us. We never played it.
Trucking board game, and you didn't just rip it open right there?
No, Dwight, I did not. I can honestly say that that is not something that I ever did in my life. And I'm not ashamed of it either.
No? Okay.
No, sir.
Whatever. I can't find it.
I'll look.
Yeah.
I can't right now.
So, yeah, no, the Euro Truck Simulator 2 multiplayer, it's very cool. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, but I filmed a bit of it, but it's only going to be probably about like a 3-minute video at most. Because
most of it's boring.
Well, yeah, because we're driving, you know? It's like, where's the fun in that, you know? And I tried to start some shit, and Spencer was not having it.
He's a real pro.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, like, since we gave ourselves all this money, like, I have, like, $340 trillion or something. I'm just running through red lights and, like, not turning my lights on when it's dark out. And which you get tickets for, by the way. That's why.
I guess.
Really? Yeah, I haven't gotten any tickets yet.
You've been driving safe, then.
That is not true.
Or you've been plowing through
green lights. I did get a ticket once because there was a toll and I didn't stop fast enough and a car was trying to pay their toll and I like
yep.
So what happens when you ram into a person?
And it causes damage to the truck and you.
And if you go too hard, then
yeah, like you have a
get a ticket.
If you
need to pay 500 euros. Ugh.
If you hit a civilian, yeah. Like, just a regular old person, like, driving around.
How many people can I kill before I lose the game?
You don't lose the game. You just kind of go in bankruptcy. Yeah, they don't arrest you or nothing.
Well, that's not really simulating real trucker life.
Well, I mean, you gotta cut corners somewhere, Ryan.
I see.
You know? You can make it, like, as realistic or as, like, easy as you want through their settings, too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But it's a very interesting game, and I haven't played a simulator game as much as I have Euro Truck. Like, I got 25 hours in that game, and I'd still would like to play a lot more, too. And I don't know what it is. It's just, it's actually pretty interesting. Backing up's a bitch with the trailer.
Oh, my God.
You get extra experience if you do it yourself.
It just... yeah, no.
The game will do it for you.
Park. You can either have the game do it for you, or you could do it yourself and get extra experience. And the more experience you get,
I don't park. I just don't even try.
You can get like different licenses and stuff to like haul like more volatile or fragile stuff, which pays more.
I actually think I sat for a solid 20 minutes trying to like swoop around and like get in the intro. Like, job, yeah. You know, like, the very first, like, tutorial stage one. Yeah. It is so tight. There's no way. Nope. No? Nope.
Well.
I'm sure there's a way, since it's the tutorial.
There's definitely a way, Ryan.
You've got to be a serious truck driver.
I've never let the thing auto-park for me.
Well, I'm not going to make a sexist joke here, but I'll just let it lead into itself.
I've always parked my own truck.
As most men do.
Yep.
Gotta be careful where you park your truck, all right?
It's true.
Yeah, especially if you're on the road.
So basically, I think like the next time that we play this, I want to just invite like everybody who plays Euro Truck and just tell them to like meet in a town. And then we could just record them all just fucking going down the freeway.
That's a good idea.
We'll just tell them, like, ahead of time, too, because, like, wherever you are in the single player, when you go into multiplayer, that's where you're at. And vice versa. It shares the same save file as your single player. So when you cheat all that money, you can bring it into single player if you want.
Weird.
So, like, Spencer and I, we met in Brussels. And then when Alex signed on, we had him drive to Brussels, too. And from there, we took off. So I think that, like, what we'll do is, like, set a play date and just tell everybody, like, meet in Brussels. And on that day, we'll just all sign on the U.S. server and fucking see what happens. And there's, like, no collision zones, too, for, like, where you repair your truck and, like, pick up jobs and stuff. That way you don't have, like, a bunch of people trying to mess up your parking job or whatever.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fun.
Yeah. It's a very interesting game. There's a lot more to it than it seems.
Driving a truck. Driving a truck. I'm driving a truck. That's what it seems like to me.
That's
it.
That's actually the intro song, Ryan. When you start the game.
I knew it.
Menu.
I wrote it, you know.
Oh.
You get too many residuals off of that.
No. game sells like hotcakes. No. That's a shame.
Yeah, Steam tax.
Steam tax. That's the government for you.
Yeah, that's that gaming government for you.
So what have you guys... Have you guys gotten anything from the summer sale yet? Like, that you've been...
I got Payday 2.
People have been gifting me stuff, but I haven't bought anything.
Same.
Shame, shame.
I don't play enough games.
Weird, because you kind of do it, like, a lot.
But, like...
This is kind of like what you're sort of doing right now in your life. Kind of have a YouTube thing about it now, and...
But, like, I don't like having them all downloaded on my computer. So, there's a big roadblock in my way. I'm like, if I'm sitting down, I'm like, I really want to try out this new game that I just got. I've got to wait, like, sometimes, like, half an hour for this thing to download. And then I'm like, is it really worth it? Should I just go play Minecraft?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, really.
That's how things work.
But
you're like, oh man,
I just want it to
looks...
be ready so that I can try it. Because what if I only play it for like 5 minutes and then I don't like it?
I've done that so many times with games that are like 20 gigs.
Right.
I download them. I come back in like an hour or whatever. I come back, play it, and I'm just like, I see.
Just like an hour later, I just don't want to play it anymore. Right.
But at least you have, and now you're not going to go back to that game.
I mean, by the time I start downloading it to the time that I finish downloading it, I've found something to do.
I'm going to chalk that up to you being 17 and just like not being able to really concentrate on things. Like, you're just like, oh, look at this game. You start downloading it, and you're like, oh, wait, I want to play this game. So you cancel one and start the other one, and then you cancel both and play Minecraft.
Yeah, he's going to call you out like that.
Yeah, I'm going to call her out. You better play the game I bought you.
Oh, no, I'm going to. I'm going to record it tomorrow. I didn't buy that game. I saw that game, or I heard about that game, that it was going to be made because the concept artist, I, like, followed her on, like, DeviantArt or something, and she posted, like, her concept art for it, and I was like, oh, this is cool, and I clicked the link, and I was like, oh, I want this game when it comes out, and that was, like, a year and a half ago or something, and so
wow, 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 doll, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Slow the fuck down. Oh, my God.
She's very excited about this game.
Wow!
Excited.
I'm going to chalk that up to her being 17.
Well, good. Jesus. I'm happy.
It was like watching the Gilmore Girls.
Because the game looked interesting, and I don't have time to play it. So if I can watch you play it, then I can laugh at you playing it.
But
and then I'll have
I'll
a better
be scared.
Time. No, I'm going to have a good time, and that's all that matters to me.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's good, Dwight. What'd you get me?
I got you Octodad and
a
game about ponies.
Fucking Octodad, I'm excited.
You should play with Sarah. Sarah really wanted to play with Sarah.
I'll do it while she's cooking.
That might actually be a good video, Ryan. You should prepare to record it. And if it's crap, then just throw it out.
Yeah.
All right, I will do
that. You can also plug in your 360 controller, by the way, and she can use that as like the other arms or legs or whatever.
No, she won't play with me, but she'll watch. No.
Well, that's fine.
I'm using my one controller.
Okay, that's fine. But you should absolutely, you know, record it and just see if it's worthwhile or not. If it is, absolutely put that up, dude, because you two are
stupid
great.
Stupid freaking game. She'll yell at me.
That's okay. I was thinking about doing the same thing with Leanne and I, because she'll play. But
So wait, so one person controls an arm, one person controls the legs?
Well, you can set it up to either, like, you control the arms and she controls the legs, or you can set it up to random.
Do you get access to another limb?
Yeah, for multiplayer you do, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. If true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's true. I think that if you have it split to where it's random, then you still only get one arm. But I think if you have one person control the arms and the other person control the legs, you get both.
Freebie.
It's been a while since I've played the game, so I could be wrong. But even still,
I played it a little.
You can set it.
Yeah, I'll check.
You can set it up to
even if it's just me, because that game was frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not good at it.
No one is at first, and then you get the hang of it.
No, I was never.
And then at the end, you don't get it at all again.
Bastards. Octodad.
So yeah, that should be fun. So you guys haven't participated in the summer sale at all?
Not really.
No, I have 0 points for the blue team.
I cheer my team on.
Which that's what we needed to talk about. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, why? With the points.
Is it just because people give up?
Yes. So there's this whole fucking thing, and everybody's like on the same board with it. It's like basically like all of Steam is constantly like buying and selling stuff. Like Steam, just that's what Steam does. Steam as a program, there's just millions of people buying games and selling cards and selling items, doing whatever, right? And it's always a constant sort of thing. When it comes to this summer sale thing, the first day it was actually like kind of a battle. And yeah, like there was like people battling back and forth.
I remember that. It was every second like a different team was ahead.
Purple team.
Blue actually started off day one like in the lead by a good amount. And then they fucking tanked it. And then, so it was like battling or whatever. But now it's to the point where everybody's just saving all of their badges. And they're just using them all right when the day resets. And whoever pulls ahead by like noon, like 2 hours into the day, then they just say, fuck it, and we'll just save the rest of our stuff till the next day and try again. And so everybody thinks that it's...
Because they want to be the biggest each day, right?
Right.
They've got to be the biggest each
day. Right, yeah. So the thing is that everybody gives up. And so all the other teams, they just equalize out or whatever. And the winning team keeps making points because Steam, one of the rewards or whatever for participating in the summer sale... is that if your team wins, Steam randomly chooses 30 members who contributed points to that team that day.
It's not randomly. It's the 30 top contributors.
Points a day. Each day, the team with the most points wins. 30 members of that team who contributed points that day.
Oh.
It doesn't say anything about top.
Oh, I thought that it was the top. Oh, no. Okay. I thought it was who contributed the most that day.
Otherwise, I would be very happy because I feel like my amount of points would be pretty near the top. I think I have like 2,600 or 2,700 points today. So anyways, everybody gives up. But the winning team keeps making points because everybody that's on that team wants at least 1 point in the category because that enters them into winning games. So basically, Steam chooses 30 random people. And then it gives them the top 3 games off their wish list for free. So,
which is crazy.
Which is crazy. So that's why the winning team keeps making points, because everybody wants to be contributed to the team that day and then hopefully have a chance of winning those 3 games. Now, which is weird because my number one game right now is GTA 5, which doesn't have a price in the market yet, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
Probably available game.
I assume so. But my top 3 is GTA 5, Witcher 3, and Dead Rising 3, but then it's Gauntlet. I guess I should change my 4th one to something else, just in case. Maybe Wolfenstein. But yeah, no, it's cool. So that's the reason why. But everybody on the fucking internet is like, oh, it's a conspiracy, oh, it's rigged, and blah, 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 and like, how are we supposed to catch these people and stuff like that? It's like, you catch them by fucking participating, first off, and you guys are just being lazy fucks and just trying to get it right from the get-go, and then just saying, fuck you.
Hey, my card just sold.
Congratulations.
I've got 9 cents in my Steam wallet.
Awesome.
Yay, doll.
I was selling cards a few months back, and I bought a game with it. I don't remember what, but I got to, like, $5, and I was like, hey.
Nice. Hey, I'm the fun.
Hey, I'm a game.
Hey, my gunner's just shipped too.
Congratulations. You can join the crew.
Do you have them?
I've had gunners for a while.
Are they good?
They're okay. The build quality's really nice, yeah.
That's all I want. Yeah. I just want okay. I just want to be able to wear glasses for a reason, because I think that I look nice in glasses, but I don't
need
a prescription.
Lenses, right?
No, I've got the clear ones.
Oh, so you didn't buy gunners for the reason. You just got glasses.
No, I did. I did also for the reason, because I figure if I spend so much time on the computer, like, I should probably at least, like, protect myself a little bit.
The reason gunners work is because of the tint.
No,
yes,
that's not
it
true.
It is 100%
no.
true.
No, it isn't. They don't make the clear ones just for fun, Dwight.
They also don't make these for $100, you know, just because they're worth $100.
Mine were $70. Also,
The whole reason it reduces eye strain because of the color, the tint that they put on.
No, that's not the only reason. Okay, so Dwight,
how does clear glass?
Okay, let me just read you the description of these ones that I got.
Just go read me what the PR team wrote up.
I needed the clear ones because like if I ever want to do anything in like Photoshop or like drawing in anything, then I need to have clear ones. Anyways, what does it say? Protects your eyes from drying air currents.
Oh.
Specifically tuned focusing power improves detail for clearer vision. and reduces glare. I don't know, man.
So it's like you can either get like two magnifying glasses, and put them over your face, and then you can get that focus that they're talking about, you know, and it'll block the wind from hitting your eyes.
I just want to look cool.
I'm sure you will.
I'm sure I will too.
My glasses. They have the yellow tint. They do actually. There is some magnification to them, and I definitely can't.
Oh yeah, the amber lens tint filters out harsh artificial light to reduce eye strain. Okay, well, whatever.
And you don't even need the glasses to do that. There's programs that you can just get for your computer,
like Flux or whatever.
Yeah. I should get some of those.
Yeah, I used to use that, and then
You both talk at the same time so many times.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, no, you can get that program and it'll tint your monitor after like a certain time of the day.
Yeah, I used to use that on my laptop, but then I would always forget to turn it off when I was recording. And so that was a real problem. Because all my recordings would be just like slightly yellow and like it's just not good. Yeah.
No, that doesn't sound good.
No, it wasn't good. And then it would look even worse when I was editing it because I would be editing it and the thing would be on and the game would be modified like that, so it would just look extra yellow and it was just a real problem.
That's the worst.
Sounds like it.
So I stopped using it for the safety of everyone.
That's good. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
But at least my eyes are going to be protected from air.
Fuck air.
I've been really worried recently.
Your oxygen level you've been taking in from your eyes.
It's way too high.
My eyes breathe in really deeply and they get lightheaded.
Yeah. Your eyes are hyperventilating. Two little paper bags to put over your eyes for a bit. But that's better. Now you don't need to do that.
I never understood why the paper bag thing works. I don't understand that. You're breathing out of a bag.
You should breathe. It calms you down. It's like choking somebody up.
You're breathing in carbon dioxide. Like you're trapping it.
You're gonna die.
You're kind of killing your brain for a second.
You're not putting a plastic bag like completely over your head. It's a paper bag and...
And it's right over your mouth, and you hold it, like, crunch it to your mouth so that you can't breathe anything.
Yeah,
what
the paper bag? You were a kid, you started crying, you went into your bedroom and stuffed your face into the pillow. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you either do that or you get slapped across the face. What do you want? A paper bag
or
a slap?
Choke yourself out. Choke yourself out with the belt in the public bathroom. I don't fucking know.
Kids do that crazy things.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the ghetto.
Not even, man. Rich people do that, too.
Welcome to rich kids do that shit, too. They just want to die.
Yeah, there was a girl at my old school who is no longer with us.
And she laughs. That was cold.
Ouch.
I know how that goes.
It had to do with a belt, and also that was a very... She was definitely very rich, so...
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying all along. Rich people.
So you hear that, kids? As soon as you're an adult, get into as much debt as you possibly can. Never be rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's true.
Speaking of debt and the American dream, I paid my car off recently.
I saw that.
Hey! Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. This last month and or this month actually is the first month that I haven't had to pay a car payment in 5 years.
That's awesome.
So that is super cool. I have the pink slip for my car and everything, and
Time to sell and buy slip.
I'm not. Yeah, Ryan. I actually was looking at like the new like GTIs, the like the Mark 7s or whatever, and I was just like, man, those are pretty. But then I was like, I can't now. No.
Now that you own your car, it's like that's like betraying it.
No, then you buy. Now you can have two.
You can either have two, or you know sell the one.
Put the down payment for one. Yeah.
Because my car is still worth about $6,000.
We didn't put anything down when we bought our car. You could probably do the same.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. You know, I think that like from now on, I'm just gonna save up like everything and then just pay everything off. Even when I get around to buying a house.
Nobody does that with cars and house. Yeah.
Does
My
what?
My buddy did that with his car.
Does
just
what?
Buys it flat out.
He saved up $15,000.
Dude,
and
where do you live?
His car.
I don't
People
know.
Do that shit all the time out here.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, I guess that's just like what
by the time
like
you get to the bank
my...
to find a mortgage, somebody already outbid you in cash.
Okay, we had a whole unit in sixth grade. Math, where we had to do this dumb thing. We had to make this huge graph thing and calculate the for a car, calculate all the in all the interest. Whatchamacallit? Interest, yeah, there you go. I could not think of the word for the life of me for a second. All the interest of like for like every week, and it was the most terrible project in the world. So I just figured everyone uses that. Why would they make us do that if nobody did that?
Well, no, people do that, and it's very important that you know that. Actually, that's one of the most crippling things about Americans' education is that
interest?
We don't learn that in school. Like, you can elect to take business math, but it's an elective. It's not something that's part of our math. What's the word I'm looking for?
Curriculum.
There you go.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's
that
not
word.
Curriculum.
Yeah, curriculum.
Thank you. I was trying to think of the word.
Problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not part of that. So it's you learn geometry and trigonometry.
I don't remember any of it. That was just a big old pain.
I heard a great quote about this from Bernie from Rooster Teeth is like, school will teach you how to fill a pool and how much water you're going to need to fill that pool, and then how much water it's going to take to fill that pool if there's another hose that's draining the pool at the same time, but it's not going to teach you how to write a check.
How to
write
what?
A check.
That's true.
That's very true. You know how many people come into
my
bank and ask me which one's their account number
today.
On the check?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you both were talking
Dole,
again
could you tell me?
At the same time?
Sorry, go for it, Ryan. Go.
Hey, we were talking about checks. That's my world.
Oh, true.
I said, you know how many people come into my bank and ask me which one's their account number on a
which
check?
Which one's their routing number?
Which one's their routing number?
Dole, do you know?
Both.
If you show me a check, I can probably figure it out.
Fair enough. That's
yeah,
good
that
enough
good
for me.
Enough.
I think. I don't know. I haven't.
Who uses checks anymore?
No one uses checks
many
anymore.
Checks.
So just
tons of
I
people
just
use
take
checks.
The checks.
It surprises the hell out of me.
But
like,
I sign the back
cards.
Of my
like,
checks. Is that good? And write
yes.
deposit only on them. So that's how you know
deposit
that I
deposit only is actually not a valid endorsement.
Nope.
Well,
if you're,
I
if
write
checks,
that with my
and
signature.
And if your checks get taken, there's a potential and they get returned at any time in the 7 years after you deposit them.
That's
just so you, why, just so you why, know.
Wait, people are going to steal my checks?
No, I said returned, not stolen.
But returned to what?
To whoever wrote them. You'll lose the money. You'll probably go. Your account will probably go into the negative.
They're not allowed to do that. It's
they
mine.
Sure as hell are.
Why?
Welcome to America.
My money.
Your money isn't your money.
You gotta know why? Because everybody complained about everything banks were doing. We couldn't do it before. We're so regulated now. You can thank the government, Dole, as always.
Thanks, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not him specifically.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks,
it's
Obama.
Just to say that, though.
Well, now that he's
ready
executive
has a
orders,
nice
he's
kind of
brought it
out
himself. But... got really no one else to blame but himself at this point.
He could blame a lot of people.
Eh. It's kind of like being at the top of the food chain again, though, yep. Right?
I'm confused.
It's all right. You're just a girl.
You lost me. You lost me at the fact that deposit only doesn't do anything.
Well, it's just not a valid endorsement.
Yeah, it just doesn't mean anything. Like, you could just...
I mean, your check, most people deposit it, the bank says whatever, we've seen it a million times, but sometimes it can come back. Just a heads up. Just a warning for all you...
I just don't even know what that means. I just don't even know what you're talking about.
You run circles about things that you probably don't understand about banking for days.
It's true.
Sarah and I will be sitting outside talking
about
our
bank. Hey.
Damn it, doll.
She's right. She's got you there. She's putting checks in the bank. That's the point.
Me too, all the time.
The point is that the checks are going in the bank.
Not my account.
The bank just wants my autograph. That's really what's going on.
And you got to pay for it.
It's true.
Here's $10 in my autograph. Thanks. Yes. See you next week with another $10.
Who puts $10 on checks? Come on, Dwight.
But I still don't understand people that use checks. It's like, and then they're like, I don't trust debit cards. I'm like, you don't trust a random number that is no way associated with your checking account at all that you can cancel at any time, but you'd rather have a check that has every piece of information you need to commit fraud on it. And it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That can be copied.
So, like, if you get someone's check,
you can
hack their bank account.
Well, you have...
Yeah, well, you could send a wire out of their account with all the money they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in, usually.
Good to know.
Well, you'd have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you probably, like,
other
questions.
What's that supposed to mean?
They're going to ask you a lot of questions. You don't just call and be like, yeah, I have my account number and only my account number, and then my last
name.
My first name's apparently just an initial. It's M. Richard, and
it's Dr.
Dr. Richard. I would like to transfer my money to this other account. The bank's just like, okay, Dr.
Steve, blah blah blah, has all the information, right? Like every piece of.
It's like, by the way, Steve, I was looking at your social security number, and it's just it's so crazy. You got threes. Just right at the end, it's a 1333. That's the last four numbers. It's crazy, right? I mean, when do you see three numbers in a row on your social security number? And then right before that, you got two sixes and a two.
Do you want to question you about your social security? I didn't come in here and question you about your social security number. When you called me, I didn't ask. You called us. I don't think so.
I'd like to see you prove that.
That doesn't sound like something I do at all.
I'm very busy.
How dare you offend me? Don't transfer the money.
Yeah, you gotta know what you're
doing.
That's
how it goes down.
But, I mean, on checks, Ryan's right. You have your accounting number and your routing number. Those are two things. And then you also have your name and your address, right? Addresses are on checks now.
No.
Most people put their name and address, yes.
Who puts an address on a check?
Put their phone number.
Most people.
And then most checks require it. And then there's a phone number on there. Most people put some people have gotten smart. And all you have to do is call that phone number, act like you want a cruise, and you get so much information from people. It's ridiculous. But yeah.
Yeah. Don't use checks.
Please.
Okay. Well, it's 2014.
Just foolhardy.
Like, drop the paper.
Please.
Pick up the plastic.
Drop it like it's hot.
I don't even care about the environment. Just stop using checks. Honestly, I don't.
I've learned a lot this podcast.
I told a lady.
I miss this podcast because I always learn a lot.
That's weird because we don't teach you anything.
Well, I'm learning a lot about committing fraud. And how to do it.
If anybody out there is also learning valuable life facts, be sure to tweet Dole.
Give us,
it's not worth the jail time. Do you know who, do you know who takes care of fraud? The Secret Service, friends. The Secret Service.
Give us a cut of your fraud.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Go buy Steam cards and then just give them to us. That'll be your way of laundering money. Right into Steam.
Steam won't get suspicious.
Unless you're buying like 40 gifts and then it stops you.
Yeah, apparently then they... That's
Steam
funny.
Hates Dwight.
This is not the first time this has happened to me.
Steam
either.
Hates money.
This has happened to me before.
Steam is mad that, like, they're not getting any money out of this deal.
Oh, shit. Steam is making buckets.
Bank.
I mean, like, they're not getting any money out of your buying 40 games because it's their money that you're using.
No.
No, somebody paid him.
Someone used...
It's real money.
Someone used real money to put that money into the Steam...
Oh, true. Oh, true. Okay.
You know, it wasn't just nebulous the entire time. Yeah.
It's not like he withdrew that money and went and bought a bunch of stuff on Origin.
Who buys games on Origin?
If I was Origin, I would be having a sale right now. Like, at least something.
Origin does have sales every now and then, but it's all stuff that, like...
Yeah, and they're usually, like, good ones.
Decent. They're decent, but it's all stuff like, that, like, you...
Battlefield is, like, always, like, $2, and you're like, whoa!
There's been a couple of times where you could get Battlefield 3 for free, yeah. But, like, most of their stuff is stuff that's been on sale for, like, $2 on Steam for, like, years. So you just pick it up there, yeah. And you're just like, why would I go through you?
And it's never SimCity.
It's never SimCity.
It's just never SimCity, you know? And I always see SimCity 4 on Steam, and I'm like, and then I'm like, nope, that's not the one. That's not the one you want.
That's not it.
That's the old one, right?
What one?
4?
Yeah. That's the old one.
Wait, what's the new one?
Just SimCity?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I would love just SimCity. Because they took offline mandatory off, right?
Yeah, they finally
they
did.
Have.
Yeah. Also, you two, since you're here and everybody listening, you both should click that link and log in with your Ubisoft. The signups for PC closed beta for the crew... Open.
I already signed up.
I did.
I don't think that we signed up for PC. I don't know because this is.
No, the first thing was the only thing was PC.
Yeah, it only put Steam.
That's what I thought
too.
But what, it asked for your Steam account.
Pretty sure mine asked for my Steam name.
Oh, mine didn't.
I've only asked for your Ubisoft.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, my Ubisoft. Yeah, that was what it was. I only have an Ubisoft for PC.
okay, because like everybody's freaking out right now. Like, this is, like, kind of, like, being posted everywhere, like, today, that applications are now open for PC. So I was just like, oh, okay, and I just, like, did it again, and it's like, thanks for signing up. I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm pretty sure I already did this, but thank you anyways. But closed beta starts next month, so let's all hope.
Let's all hope.
Mm-hmm. Because the crew looks awesome.
I logged over 300 hours in Black Flag. I'm hoping they give me an opportunity to play the crew.
They don't give a shit, Ryan, about what you're doing.
Yeah, they don't care.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
It's a different game. Don't live in the past, Ryan.
I'm already 100 hours into Watch Dogs. Like, they owe me.
That game is $25 now, Ryan. That game is dirt old.
Which game?
Black Flag.
Well, I know.
It's $25 right now on Steam Summer Sale. Go pick it up if you haven't.
When is Stick of Truth going to drop down?
I don't know, man. It's a South Park game. Those don't usually go down. It'll be a while.
There. Registered again. 33% is just not enough in a summer sale. Maybe winter it'll get to 50 and then I'll consider it.
Yeah, that's when I start considering sales is at 50% on Steam. So if you've never used Steam before, like we're that snobby. Like if we're not getting at least 50% off on the game, we'll just pass on it for a while.
Unless it's, like, new and we have to have it.
If it's new, I'll give them a 25%. Like,
No, we buy new games, huh? Dwight. We occasionally buy... Oh, you mean
on
sales.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, sale-wise, like, if it's a newish game it's 25% off, I'd be like, okay, that's a decent amount off. You know? But, like, Dead Rising 3 was announced for PC, and the very first day of Steam Summer Sale, it was, like, 33% off. The brand new price of 50, and it was like I think $35 or something. I don't know what the math was on that, but
I should have bought it.
Yeah, like we were all like really considering it, but you usually don't buy something on the first day unless it's a flash sale. If it's a flash sale, then yeah. But
yeah, I'm glad I waited on payday when it was $20.
Yeah.
So I think somebody else bought it for me, but somebody else already bought it for me.
Actually, yeah, someone, Izu, he actually bought you it, and, like, in the stream earlier, he was like, hey, yeah, no, I bought Ryan,
and somebody, and what's his name?
And...
Yeah, well, I didn't see that tweet until later in the day.
Oh, he tweeted you?
Yeah, I think whoever, if we're talking about the same person, and in which case he can always like give it to me and I can give it to Tyler or something. I don't know, but I kind of feel bad.
Oh.
But it was only $6, so I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, I don't know then. My Twitter's been crazy today, so.
Crazy.
Also.
Yeah, so Steam Summer Sales, crazy shit.
It's good stuff. go buy a bunch of super, super cheap games. Like, Psychonauts was $3 or something the other day. I was yelling at everybody to go buy it.
Yeah, it always goes down pretty low.
A damn good game. Like, FTL right now, $4. Hell of a deal. Yeah. What else is on sale? Rogue Legacy is $3.75 right now. That's a good game. Borderlands 2 Game of the Year was on sale for $5. And $10 for Borderlands 2 and 1 Game of the Year editions for a bundle. Right now, it's $10 for Borderlands 2 Game of the Year. What else is popular? Just Cause 2 is $3. Older game, but still really fun. Wolf Among Us is $8.50. It's great.
Wolf Among Us, the way that you said it.
I know, it was really weird.
Wolf Among Us.
Oh, like it was one word?
Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us.
Wolf the Among Us. Hello, on the Wolf sir, Among Us. Wolf Among Us.
It seems you've
been... I'm Wolf Among Us. Well, today we're going to go on a journey.
It seems you've contracted Wolf Among Us. You have 3 days to live.
Oh, God, is it that serious?
It's a very serious case of Wolf Among Us. The worst case I've ever seen.
Worst case. Surprised you're still alive.
How are you even standing right now? Skyrim was also on sale for like $13 for the Legendary Edition on PC. That's just like an insane deal. I'm still playing that game. I played it today.
Yeah, I bought it for $7.99. Yeah, or something.
Well, the
no, I bought it for $20 for the whole the game of the year, the Legendary.
$20 for Legendary is still a damn good deal.
Yeah, it was a great deal. I was not upset about it.
Skyrim is just such a good game. Mm-hmm.
I started a mage character today. On
when's the next Elder Scrolls already? Damn.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little while.
I know. Which I guess is good, but like...
Yeah, after Elder Scrolls.
Get it in.
No worries. It's always worth the wait.
True that.
True.
Yeah, Surgeon Simulator 2013.
$250
right now. Risk of Rain, $5. There's a bunch of really awesome games right now on sale.
Tis the season.
Tis the summer season.
Summer is a season, Dwight.
It is the summer season. Because after the summer sale's over, then it's just summer. But right now, it's like ultra summer. Get me?
Ultra summer. All right.
Yeah, you're gonna let that one slide,
shit, Dwight.
No, okay, all right, fair enough. I mean,
So yeah.
What
What's everybody?
What games have you been playing?
I finally got on the Tomb Raider kick.
Oh, you finally got around to playing it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Did you beat Watch Dogs?
I beat Watch Dogs.
No.
Did you? I saw you tweet that you wanted to beat it. I didn't know if you ever did.
I keep wanting to, but I want to play it on stream, and it lowers my OBS frame rate to like 40, and that makes me really angry, so I don't know if I'm going to play it anymore on stream until they come out with a massive performance patch.
I really liked it. I really didn't have very many performance issues with it at all.
Yeah.
My computer really handled it like a champ.
I didn't outside of OBS. Like, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was dealable, you know?
Alex made it sound like it was, like, the worst game that ever came out.
I don't know what he's got going on.
I said, is it your computer? And he said, there's no possible way. And I'm like, I doubt that.
His biggest problem right now is that he's on a spindle drive, and he has 4 gigs of RAM. But he has a 670, I believe, video card. That's a good video. That'll power that game, no problem. He also has a quad core, and that's all I can remember. But he has 4 gigs of RAM, and I want to say like that's part of it, because he has like the super value RAM, the like green one that's like just super thin and has like a giant like rainbow sticker or something on it. It's like value. Mm-hmm. So maybe that, or, you know, he needs to...
Optimize.
Yeah, get himself a super cheap SSD to install just a couple of games on.
Yeah, I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was a fun game. I really felt like they promised a lot more than they gave.
Yeah, no, they did.
But it was a good game. You know, I wasn't tripping about, like, people were kind of upset that you couldn't customize your car, and I'm like, I don't really care. That's not what this game is about. I would like to have been able to at least pick the color when it got shipped to me. Would have been kind of cool. But other than that, it's not Grand Theft Auto. Like, I wasn't looking for that.
Wait, are you talking about Watch Dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This kid who I nanny watches this one guy play Watch Dogs every day, and so I was like, oh, this guy, like, must be some, like, big-time dude or whatever. I look at him up. He's got, like, hang on, let me find him.
Are you about to talk Watch shit right
one
now?
Follow.
No. Okay. I'm not about to talk shit. No. He's got 16 subscribers, though, and I don't know how this little boy found him, but he's like, I don't know. It's good, though. It just, like, it goes to show that, like, even if you're thinking, like, oh, I've only got 16 subscribers, I feel really sad about myself or whatever, this kid fucking loves this guy. Yeah. Every time he goes on YouTube, he clicks on these videos, and I swear he's only got 15 episodes of Watch Dogs out. He must have seen them all by now, but like, he still watches one of them every day, all out of order. I don't think he has any concept of order of time in this game, but he's just so happy to watch this guy play it. I don't know, I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's all about perspective, because like, I've talked to people, and I've been in the situation too, where like, back when you upload a video or whatever, and it's like, oh, the video has been up for like a week or whatever, but it only has like 110 views or something like that, right? And you think it's like, that's not a whole lot of views, but then you have to put it in perspective. You're probably used to watching people, really large groups of people, that get like 500,000 views in a week or something like that. You see these huge numbers.
Yeah.
So you keep in your head, you keep thinking, oh, I'm nowhere near that number. I'm not even in like the same, you know, continent as these people, these juggernauts or whatever. So you keep comparing yourself to those. But if you think about it, 100-some-odd people
100
just fucking watched your shit.
Like, holy shit.
They just watched your stuff.
Right.
Like,
100.
When you think about that too, it's like, if you're in class or whatever, a typical classroom is, what, about 30 kids? It's like, you take, roughly that, you know, it's like 3 or 4 classrooms worth of people. Like, just think of all those people all in, like, a little room or something like that. Those people watched your video. They went specifically and watched your video. And, like, I got to the point where, like, somewhere around, like, 8,000 subs or something like that on my channel, I was at a Giants game in San Francisco, Ryan. At the park, and I was looking around at all the people sitting in the seats and stuff like that at the stadium, and I asked Chris, our buddy, like, how many people can fit in that stadium, and I think he said it was like 36,000 or something like that. I don't know. It seems low. I think maybe it was about 50. I don't know.
Seems better.
I don't know. It was a big number, but then like, I did the math and like worked out like kind of like the sections of the place or whatever, and it's like, if you take those two sections like way over in the corner or whatever and fill it 100%, those are all the people that specifically went and clicked subscribe on my channel or whatever, and it blew my fucking mind at the moment, because I was just like, that is a lot of fucking people.
The comparison is what really gets it.
And now I'm at a point where that entire stadium would be it, you know, because I'm like 44 or something like that, even though I haven't been uploading recently because my life's been fucking going like literally in all directions at once. they're still around, and it's cool, you know. I'm gonna be bringing more stuff. It's just I All the stuff I want to bring out takes a lot of time to edit.
Planning and stuff, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I got this whole, like, name change thing that's been really, like, racking my head recently. And that's been really kind of stressing me out. Yeah, because I can't keep the name Potato Orgy. I can't. Nope. I absolutely cannot. Nope. I got denied another, like, not so much sponsorship, but rather, an opportunity to work with a company, NVIDIA, if you guys have been paying attention to my Twitter recently.
Yeah, I've been all confused about what's that been going on, but anyways, that's a different...
What's that been going on? Good grammar.
She's
done with school.
We're throwing grammar out the window on this podcast. We'll put it up as a case of Wolf Among Us. I'm working with them. I can't talk about it on the podcast. I can tell you after the podcast. It's a project, and they were going to use me in this project, and then they decided that they weren't after they figured out my name and what I go by online. Mm. And I'm like, there's really no way around it to promote me because everything has my name in it. You could promote maybe my Miiverse.
Potato.
Well, no, because when you search on potato on Google, what do you get? You don't get me.
Well,
It's like you'd have to use my full name to get me, which is, if you're new to the podcast, it's Potato Orgy. And I've used that name for about 4 years now, coming up on five. For YouTube.
Oh, right, because before it was...
But Xbox, you've used that for...
Yeah, 7, 8 years now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But on YouTube, it's been about 4 or 5 years. And I've established myself with that name. Like, people know me because of that name, because you don't forget it. But the thing is, it's like, they all get it because they're all just, you know, they're just people. They're not companies. And NVIDIA is not the first company that has denied me, you know, my name on their website or in their project or some way of promoting because they can't have the word orgy up on their site.
Right.
It's just NVIDIA was kind of like the last nail in the coffin type of thing. Like, I just got denied by a multi-billion-dollar company, an international Fortune 500 company, you know, because my stupid-ass name that I created when I was, like, 21 or 20 or something. Earlier than that, 18.
Younger. Or
18. Actually, it was 18. And just because I thought it'd be funny, and it is funny, and honestly, I think that name has partially gotten me to where I am now, because I got a lot of people that come in and are like, oh, fucking crazy name, man, whatever. You know, they come in and they watch, and they're just like, man, I came in for the name, but I stayed for you, and that was pretty cool. I got to change it. I got to change it to something more family friendly. I'm going to keep the potato moniker, because that's just that I can't drop that.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
But it's a lot of people are speculating I'm going to change it to Potato Party, which is the name that I had to choose for Sony PSN, because when I created that, they wouldn't allow the word Orgy, and now Microsoft doesn't allow that name. It's...
Well, the good thing is, with YouTube, you can set up a redirect link.
Yep.
So... It's not as if all that would be... I mean, it would still, like, when you click on it a certain way, it still says Potato Orgy, but, like...
It'll probably still say it up on the URL, but I can get it everywhere else, and, like, if I could, I can put that out, and then if people type it in...
And it's only if they click it, like, I don't know, it's like it doesn't do that automatically, because now they've got the Google Plus stuff, so, like, you've got, like, a unique ID that's, like, a different thing from the name. I don't know.
Yep. So... It's a long way coming, but it has to come. It has to go. I gotta put it up on the shelf and move on to something that can actually get me someplace.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
It sucks growing up.
Right? This has been in my mind for like the last 9 months. Like, just stressing over this shit. Because, like, changing your name in this sort of, like, field, that's a huge fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can destroy you. So it'll be fun.
You'll be fine.
As long as you... I don't know. If you keep it, like, if you keep it, like, shorter than Orgy... like, if you... I don't know. I can't even explain it.
Potato.
Potato orange.
Potato orange.
Potato. I am potato.
Potato.
That's funny to me.
I am potato.
Just like keep that, potato. Say it over and over until it like burns into people's heads.
I am potato. Just one of us. Google gobble.
Potato George.
Potato George. That's a really bad name.
I think we've already come up with bad names.
Yeah.
Well,
is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we end this podcast?
Oh, look, a gift from Dwight.
A gift from me.
We should change the name of the podcast while we're at it.
T-Mongers is a very legitimate name.
It's not the name of the podcast.
It's not the name of the podcast. What?
That's not the name of the podcast.
We need to name it something more unique.
No, that's not the name of the podcast.
What's the name of the podcast, Ryan?
It's the best podcast ever.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we named it when we started it.
It was actually originally, yeah, well, that's what it is on Podbean, yeah.
It was the cast.
Yeah, that's what it is on Podbean. The cast, and then it was the cast.
Yeah, technically, if you go to Podbean, which is where we host the website, or the website, the podcast, I needed a name for whatever, and I was just like, it's the best podcast. And
yeah, the best and podcast.
So... technically, it's the best.
Have you tried hosting it on just like? Oh, well, I guess that SoundCloud or something.
Yeah, no, we've gone through all that, and like you got to pay for SoundCloud when you hit a certain like number.
It's worked for us pretty well.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, we pay for Podbean, but it's a different setup.
Huh. Yeah,
but SoundCloud, eventually, you have to start paying. If you want to upload something like past a certain length or a certain size and everything, like our podcast,
I've
rendered them to make them easy to download when they're on the go. They're usually about 40 megs. But even still, it's the length that fucks you over or how much you upload to, actually, which is crazy. Yeah, we've looked into that. I need to sit down with Swifty because I want to redo our podcast page so we can bring the link bucket back. Because a lot of people have been asking like the songs that I use in the intros of all the podcasts. And if
and all the shit we
if you guys
about.
Want to know the intros, just go to monstercat.com and then line that up with their release times with whatever day that the podcast came out, because I usually pick like the latest or the second to latest song or whatever from them, whatever the first song that sounds good to me that came out that week, and I'll use that for the intro.
Well, yeah, there you
so
go.
monstercat.com, fantastic music. It's good stuff, and they sponsor a bunch of people on YouTube too, so you can try to get songs and use them in your videos from them.
That's true. Oh, I wonder if I'm eligible now. Last time I applied, I wasn't.
I should laugh at that, but
maybe I am now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, go for it. I mean...
well, that was like... I applied like, I don't know, a while ago. Just like because they were... Right. I don't know.
Good.
I get it.
Huh.
Well, Dwight, don't...
What?
Well,
don't what?
Anything else we want? Should we bring this bitch up? Take it to the cashier? Go home
out.
With it? Rash it up.
Yeah.
'Tis the witching hour of midnight.
The witching hour of midnight? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I think it's actually like 3:14 or something. It's supposed to be like the devil's hour.
Oh. Well, I don't like that, Ryan. I don't believe in the devil.
I see.
I believe in his brother, though.
Who's his brother?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
Potator.
Potator.
Wolf Among Us.
Potator Wolf Among Us. He just goes by Mr. Wolf Among Us now.
Sir Wolf Among Us.
Would be funny if he was Dr. Wolf Among Us and he was like the reason that they named the disease after, because he was the first one to find it. Like, Jerry's.
And have it. He was the first one to find it and have it.
It sucks.
Fuck. It's the worst day. But I had the best day.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to the T-Mongoose podcast. Thanks, Dole, for coming by. It's been a very long time.
So enthusiastic. Thanks, Dole, for
y'all coming. Just need to tell me when you're in, like, calls. See, the and thing stuff. Is, you, like, keep it all feel, separate Dole. Out no, of the group ever, now, and I'm like, right? I just don't.
You guys are talking at the same going fucking time. Right? Like,
I'm with you, Dole. 100% with you. Shit. They were trying to leave us out, Dole. That's what it is.
What's wrong with both of you?
You just need, like, a big... Like, when you go into a call that's off of the thing, you need to be like, we're in a call now, so that I can be like, add me to that call right now.
Yeah, right, well, right.
Because otherwise, I don't think to ask. Cause it's
I always come in there, and I'm like, I'm available right now, and then no one ever wants to play when I'm available. And then everyone bitches, oh, you're not available.
Right, when you come in, all you do is bitch, but you don't offer any suggestions. You're just like, what are we doing?
What do we want to do? You guys are the ones that are always doing stuff. I'm the one that's just
comes in. The key thing about the T-Mongoose Skype chat and doing shit is just start doing it and forcefully invite people, and then you just see who sticks. And then it happens.
No one ever sticks.
You're not doing it right then, Ryan.
I can't do it anymore. I don't have the time.
You really need to get online more often, man.
It was so much easier when console gaming was the core.
No.
Yes, it's so much easier to get everybody to turn on their Xboxes than it is to get everybody to focus on one game on the computer.
No.
It was, and you can deny it all you want, but it was.
No. Bye, everybody. Thanks again for listening to T-Mongoose Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Choking up on everything. promises don't mean a thing. And when I'm